I find that so many women actually don't know what they want and don't know how to describe it on a deeper level. But I really feel that you went to that next level and gave a real insider's point of view. So it was really good.
Thank you, sweetie. I was kind of nervous. I was like, I want to give the scoop. And it's like, I love having conversations, but then all of a sudden it's like, it's recorded. And it's like, you know, these guys, some of them are going to be hanging on to your words because they're going to be trying it out. Like, you want them to succeed.
Right.
Yeah. That's probably how you feel, right? With your coaching and stuff.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning it was a lot of pressure because like, it's the same thing that they experience where it's like, okay, I have to say the right thing. But if you just talk openly and honestly, that's when you actually get the best responses from people. So I had to learn for myself how to like stop trying to be perfect in my coaching to make them get that 100% success rate and just be honest and genuine and authentic. And that's when my real coaching came out because I was able to open up and really show them who I was on the inside so that they can get access to the information that they need. Like if I even go back and watch some of my videos from the very beginning, like I think that the information I was giving was helpful, but now the level of information that I give is just like a completely different level because it's getting down and dirty about what women really think and want and desire. So, you know, I completely understand that pressure, but I've learned to like revel in it a little bit.
Yes. It's funny because when you were asking me the questions more about like, the friendship or dating level, like I realized that like, while I do enjoy that and I do have things to say about it and have obviously had experiences and stuff like that, like my comfort and my knowledge, like, and I didn't realize this quite as much until Nicole started calling me like a sexuality expert. So I was like, what? But I think that my comfort and my expertise really does kind of lie in the nitty gritty. Like if you ever wanted to keep going, like, and do follow-up questions or anything like about physical stuff around sex or like mentally what's happening, like there's so much juice there. Like, cause I bet you get really juiced when you're talking to these guys, like excited and like reveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I get when I'm talking about sex.
Fine. So then let's do another one. I would love to do another one. I'm going to put like a 5-minute segment of this up on my website. And then I'm going to put the rest of it in one of my products for like it's like a member section for people to hear. They get free updates for the rest of their life. So anybody who's bought that product will have access to your information as well. And then I would love to continue doing more of these with you and maybe even have you as one of my sexperts, like my wing girl sexpert. I think that'd be awesome. Cause that's an area like, I can be really open with my sexuality. And I can talk about it, but I feel like, I always love to have somebody else who is a little bit more educated on it as well, both in experience and, you know, understanding sex a little bit more. You know, you've done your research. So not saying that, done research with people, but I'm saying you've done your research. You know, you're talking about sociology and Freud and like all of that. So there's definitely some more information that you have that's pertinent to the guys that I work with.
Definitely. And I know like a lot of people want to ask nitty gritty questions and they're scared to kind of ask them. Like, I've even had people that like have questions about condoms. Like, is it rude if I take when do I take the condom out? Like, is it rude if I do it this way or do I expect it? Or women, like, should I have one or what if I don't have one? Does it, you know, they get freaked out about stuff like that. And it's like, safe sex is so incredibly important. And like, there's a few women that are really cool. One of them is called Midori and she does workshops. I was going to give a shout out to her and I forgot, but, she does these workshops to help people, one, with safe sex and two, with, exploring fantasy. She's predominantly in the Bay Area, but she travels around the nation and like, she helps like with, she used to do bondage and some light, I think sort of light porn, that kind of thing. More fetishy style stuff. She was like a S&M model. And, now she does these lectures and, I would totally do what she does. I would want to do it a little bit less. Like, I don't want to go places and have toys and do that. Like, I'd rather have the conversations than the actual, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cause I think it's somehow sexier, but there are definitely people that go with the toys and the condoms and everything else. But, she kind of teaches people how to open up in bed and explore fantasies. And from my conversations and watching her stuff, like it has informed my work, to help people like, take the barriers down and the inhibitions down so that they're able to communicate what fantasies they want to explore. Because some people, like, they really have intense fantasies around, like, force, you know.
Like I do. Like, that's one of mine.
Yeah.
But so, I said that's one of mine. Like, force is a huge one for me. I think, like, because I'm so assertive in my day-to-day life, or trying to be, or, you know, like, that's just naturally where I go, that I actually want to receive that type of energy every once in a while. Like what I was talking about before with my husband being masculine and me being feminine in the bedroom, you know, I want that force, like even more so than what my husband's giving me. And I think for him, because he's 6'3" and he's 240, and we've talked about this, that he's always trained himself to not be so aggressive in the bedroom because of his size. So it's something that we're working through right now, where he's finding the balance of, like, actually being assertive and a little bit more aggressive with me and rough, and still, you know, respecting me at the same time. So I totally understand. Yeah, fantasy is crazy, and suppression of fantasy is horrible.
Agreed. Yeah, totally. And it's interesting because I've experienced that with guys too, where it's like, I want them to spank me, or I want them to, I don't like heavy choking, and there's very specific things I don't like. I don't like slapping whatsoever. I don't want anything rough around my breast, but there are women that do, you know. But like, I've had guys where I've like been like, you know, I want you to spank me or do, and they're like, no, I don't want to hurt you. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm really against hitting a woman. I'm like, but this isn't hitting a woman. Like, I'm asking you because this is really like heavy foreplay for me. Like, it's really going to turn me on. And they're like, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, I really don't want to hurt you. And they're not getting it. Like, but I have to appreciate and respect, like, what they're saying. But that can create a limitation for me, because that's something I really like, you know?
Right. You're not asking them to punch you in the face. You're asking them. No, but I understand that as well. It's a discomfort because they've been trained, you know, and told, don't hit a woman. So there's like this, like, exactly what you're talking about with inner conflict. I feel like that's where their inner conflict is, you know, where it's like, because you're petite as well. You're like a little girl. So, you know, even though you're very powerful, but you are a little girl. So for them, they're like, I'm bigger than you and I'm hitting you. That must, it must feel very strange, you know, if they're not used to that, to being allowed to do that. So that's interesting.
I know. And then I'm afraid I'm going to, like, open Pandora's box. I'm like, what's going to happen if you do? Are you like like, some guys are, they're, reformed assholes. And so I always think, like, you know, there's that, I don't date assholes, but I'll date, like, reformed rebels. And then I kind of think maybe they used to be dicks, and, like, their boundary for themselves was, I'm not going to do anything, you know, forceful in bed, because it triggers that part of me that disrespects women.
That's interesting. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's really interesting. Well, you know what? Why don't, if you're open to doing this, I would like to set up a conference call, and we can have, you know, I can limit it to how many people can actually participate in the call, but we can have, you know, maybe 20 guys call in and submit questions before, and I can, you know, mute all the guys. And then ask you the questions, and we can do like an hour conference call. I can charge a little bit, and then, you know, split that with you, just to make sure that it's like highly, you know, high quality people who are coming in to listen, who don't just want to, you know, take advantage of your information. And then, does that sound good to you?
That does. That sounds really neat. Thank you.
Okay. Because I think it would be really helpful and informative. So let me, I'm going to write this down as a thing that I want to do, but yeah, let's plan on doing that maybe in the next couple of weeks, and I'll send her an email in the next couple of days just asking people if they want to be part of it.
That sounds great, sweetie. Also, just want to give you a heads up. I haven't let anybody else know about this yet because it's a slow build thing, but I'm going to be